We're going to go today. Misachdin Nagoyim Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph Gufa Shel Beharis. Gufa Shel Beharis Kegris Hakilki Mirubar Rav. What is this? Gufa Shel Beharis Kegris Chatzi Pol. A gris is a chatzi pol. Okay, so you have the adosha. A gris is 9 adoshes, and a gris is a chatzi pol. Hakilki Sheimakoyim Polin. Upoilin Shaboy Gidoilim, the Poilin in that place are Gidoilim. The Gidoilim, Haintika Gidoilim Akitanim. The Poilin Shaboy Gidoilim, Miruba square.
How do you catch the word Paul?
A bean.
Paul is like a bean. That's the lentil or a bean?
It's an adosha. I used to be very into beans. I used to buy beans a lot. You go to there are all different types of beans, color beans. And each bean is a different size, different color. They're all the same, they all taste the same. The only difference between them is size and color. Goya has a monopoly on the beans. Goya. There are other brands that sell beans. I think they have a mamash monopoly on all the beans. I used to be really into beans. Until I did research and I read that beans are poisonous. They show how mamish poisonous. Another conspiracy theory. It's probably baloney, probably 99 cents baloney, but this whole thing. Depends who you ask. Some people tell you the vaccine is very good, some people tell you it's not so good. Everything is another day. Everyone has a day on everything. Alts is kesef. So therefore, poilin beans, yes, poilin shabah gidaylim, they're very large. Next, mirubah, zeo shir, mitzumsum shabah, this is mitzumsum shabah, this is exactly the shir. V'im hoya hanega ogul, oy tzura cheres, im yesh bach kdei sheyikoneis, besoich hanega kegris hakilki mirubah. Okay, you have to know some calculus here. You know some calculus, and you can figure out, make the calculations, exactly how to make calculations to transform between circle and area of a circle and area of a square with all of its, you know, different shapes, then if it was meruba, then Allah is if not is tahar. Okay, vaita. So gufa shel beharis kegris hakilki meruba, square. Mikoy magris, what is this meruba? Mikoy magris. Teisha adoshes. The place of a gris is 9 adoshes. Mekom adosha, 14. The area of the gris is 9 lentils. We had it before. And the mekom adosha is 14. So therefore, it is 36 hears. Teisha adoshes. Mekom adosha, 14. Nimtzu shloshim v'sheish saris. Why is it necessary for the Mishnah to tell us this number? We don't know basic math. Nimtzu shloshim v'sheish saris. Let's see over here. Let's see the Rav. Let's see over here the chart. The chart. Case shiur hab. Let's see. Ikim b'farshim. We're now over here the shear of the good of the beheres and the michya that's mitahamitam. We're looking at the shear of the size of the beheres and the michya hamitamim. We're looking at the shear of the size of the beheres and the michya hamitamim. Parts of the body which they do not contaminate. Hakdama Mishnah Sinim Lamadas Shir Hanega Hamachaiba Heske. Kos of Haramba. Vostate Rambam, the Perusha Lamishnah Klal Oimelucha Shahashiur, Halacha Lavash Messinai, Urimizus, it's Halacha Lavash Messinai, Urimizus Remez Boy Apostle. Ukvar Hoy that Yichosh Armut Saras, Lixerishava. Who Oimram binyin av l'chol ha-tzara shi'i kegris. Gzereshova tzara saras. What does that mean? I guess you learn from one nega to another nega. And Where's my thing over here?
Yeah.
No, I need something over here. So far, no. Okay, fine. And then it says, what else it says over here? Vuadin. Okay, I lost the place over here. Okay, and the
Chvar of the Atan Sha'am. The person is a ghoul.
Vuhu Oimram, Vuhu Oimram, Binyan Av Lechol HaTzarah Sheikagris. What is Allah? What is the Gzer Shava? I don't know what he's talking about over here. It's a Binyan Av Lechol HaTzarah. All types of tzaras should be the size of a gris. Okay, fine. Meruba. Shehei Roichav HaNega V'gam Orkoi Kol Echad Karech. It should be a square. It should be a square. The Rech V'nega Marakoi Gag Kol Echad, each one is Ka'orech Hapol. It should be the size of a square. The Gam Tzarech L'male HaKrona is K'dei Sheyeh Ribua Amiti. A perfect square. The Im Loi Ken Afilu Orech Ka'ama. Even if it's one Ama. Kevon since She'ein B'roich Boi Ka'orech Agris Tahar. Veda. She'esh Chilik Ben Gris Shel Nigoim L'Gris Shel Kisnei Yisha. Ah. He said now you saw that this is not Mesachta Nida. Is Mesach the Negoim and Mesach the Nida? The Negoim Kigris Tomei Uvikesem Medahavim Rabbanon Rak Biyesem Migris Tomei. So Kesem, it's only Mid Rabbanon. Why is that so? What does that mean? Kesem is only Mid Rabbanon. What's Zokte? What's meant to start? What's Zokte that called? Uvikesem. When it comes to a Kesem, what is it over here? Let's go back now. So he's saying a tremendous chiddush. He's saying, Mamash, a chiddush that you never know, but when it comes to a kesem of an ish, first of all, it has to be more than a gris. Number two, there's a fundamental difference between the gris of an anida and the gris of a neck, because the gris of an anida, it comes from a davar lach. Memela, as long as you have the volume of a gris of a oid, even in a very thin chut, it's going to be metame. Whereas, go back on top, The im like it has to be a ribua amiti. Gam tzach l'mali akronos k'dei she ribua amiti. The im like it afilu oirech ama kevin sin she'ein berechboi ka oirech agris tar. So he said it has to be a square gris. It has to be a square. You have to have somewhere in the nega a square gris. Yeah? Are you with me?
Yes.
You seem very quiet today.
I just closed my eyes for a second. But I am with you. I'm definitely with you.
So he's saying over here when it comes to a nida, the nida has to be. A nida, it comes davar lach. Mail it has to, mail no matter what. When it comes to a nega, it has to be a square. It has to be the volume of a gris, but the volume of the gris has to be in the configuration of a square. Now you have to have somewhere in that nega a square gris, because if you don't have it, it's no good. That's halacha l'Moshe Sinai. The imloy kain on like four lines from in the ikar mafarshim four three lines down. The imloy kain afilu aruch kam aruch am. It's very long. Kevin shein biroich by koirich agris, the length of a gris tar. Okay, then genach when he goes v'dash yesh chilik ben gris gushal negar ben gushal kisme isha the big nagayim kagris to my beef kisme the having mirabanan zol mirabanan. Uvi kesem when it comes to kesem. Okay, fine.
It doesn't have to be clear, right?
Does not. Why? And he says a yisoid. Why not? Because it's ba midavar lach. Because it's ba midavar lach, that's why it need not be in that configuration. That's the yisoid. The yisoid is it's ba midavar lach.
Right. I mean, so whatever shape it takes.
Right. Now, shaking when it comes to a nega comes whatever. So therefore, it has to be a square somewhere in that area where the nega appears. It must be in the configuration of a square. Okay, right. Now he says here adoshois and soros. Nogat hashiur be adoshois uve soros. We go down from an adosha to a saira. Mishum the mikra dialf minei b'teras koyhanim k'sib shavayu seir lovan. Umichya besarchai, umichya ain't a pachusa meach adosha, veseir lavan ain't a pachus mishtei saris. When it says seir lavan means two saris. So therefore, the shiur, these are the words that are used. They are used in the pasuk. Mel, these become the smallest measurements. When it comes to time, what's the smallest measurement of time? A chelik. Here we go. It's like Shabbos mevarchim. The Moilid will be at 3:32 and 34 Chalokim after 6. 332, whatever, I don't know, whatever they say. Why is a Chalek? A Chalek is 3.5 seconds. Why? Why is that the smallest measurement? So they'll tell you in some sermons because it's divisible. 960 Chalokim in an hour. They need a number that's easy to divide. It's not the emes. That's not the reason. You know why the reason is? I saw this because the Chazal's understanding how long is a breath, a neshima. You breathe in 3.5 seconds. A chelek is equal to the amount of time to take a breath. One breath. How many breaths does a person take in a minute, in an hour? I go once on a half. I hope they have right on the internet. Chazal's calculation is a little bit different it's a little bit on the high side. On the high side of what it says in maybe Chazal had high blood pressure. That's why. Oh, by the way, I spoke to an Hatzalah guy. He told me he scared the life out of me because one day they're going to come. They're going to jab me. I know that. He said to me that Hatzalah, you know, a guy told me his son is not Hatzalah. Over here, yeah, so it says over here it has to be in the size of if I have, right, so therefore, why three, why is a breath, why a chelik? A chelik is the of a breath. Vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim. Hashem breathed breath into man. Zman, Chazal, when they wanted to define man's existence in this world, time. Man is only in this world for a period of time. The time is defined by the zman of a neshima. How long is a neshima? A chelek. 3.5 seconds.
Okay. So Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Amori, the same thing, right?
It's a chelek, yeah? It's yeah. You're saying a word of the Gevart. You're saying a Geval de Gevart. If it's Taka Tshu, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Amori.
They Hebrew it, right?
Yeah, Teich de Dibor. So you're saying the same as a chelik? I never heard that. A chelik, that would basically mean the purpose of your breath is...
I'm just making A equals B and B equals C, so therefore A equals C. That's all.
So you're saying a word of you say the purpose of Tafkin in this Welt, Shalom Aleichem, is to wish upon the Rebbe, peace be upon you. Kavod HaTorah. Usinu Kavod LaTorah. The Klal Yisrael should know that the Tafkid is Kavod HaTorah. Tnu Kavod HaTorah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Murdek. Weiter. Let's see the char now. Char now. Shi'ur HaBeheres HaMachayiv BeHesker. Oh, did we finish this? Yeah, we finished this. Okay, fine. In the chart, Shi'ur HaBeheres HaMachayiv BeHesker Hu L'Pachos Kishir Gius HaKil Ki. Chatzi pol haba mikil kilia. a chatzi pol that comes from the city of Mikil, Mikal, Kilia. Look it up, Rabbi Sai. You can get a flight there for half the price now.
What?
call up your travel agent to get a ticket to go visit the place called Kalkili. Kalkile. They're selling tickets.
Kalkilia,
fine. Kalkilia, Rabbi Sai. Go to Kalkilia. Come, vacation resort. It has to be the shear inside a square. You have to have inside, you have to have inside of the area of the nega, at least an area that can be measured as a square, not a circle. It's very interesting of saying a square, because everything in nature is round, not perfectly round, and everything in mitzvah is square. Tefillin are square, the base hamigdash, everything is square, the mizbeach is square.
Right.
What else is square in halacha? Round is nature. Ein meruba b'masa bereshis. So right. You would think that when it comes to a nega, nega tzaras, and the shi'ur, it's a natural nega, something that's natural. Yeah. You would think that right. it should be a circle. No,
right.
The shi'ur is defined as a square.
Right.
It's defined as a square, as if to say that it's not a natural thing. What happened when the person gets a nega, this is not a natural thing. This you brought upon yourself. You were nichshol in averos chamuros, the terrible averos, to bring this in the mill as the getter of a square. This drush, I always wanted to make a safer. Drush on Mishnah. No one does this. Drush on Mishnah. Weiter. Weiter.
But it's interesting. So for a kesem, we say it has to be circular.
No, it doesn't have to be anything. It says a kesem is not a kesem is just a davar halach. A bar mi davar halach. It's not the kesem is not.
Come up with the size of a penny. Well, why did they come up with the size of a penny? You remember by Maros?
I never learned Maros. I'm not married. I don't have a woman.
That's that. I never learned Maris either, but I remember in those books.
I don't know size of the penny, so maybe what it means also it could be. I have no idea. Mamash, no idea. He's saying over here on the side that when it comes to a Maris, if it's very very long, if you would collect it all together and it would be the size of a gris, it's good. It's tame.
Right.
Why? It's bum de halach. But when it comes to a neck, if you have on a person that's on the skin, a very very thin strip along the skin. He's tar. That's not called the nega.
Right.
Okay, let's not go to Mishnah. Let's not go to Mishnah. So this is the chart. The chart. Shear of Averis. Next, Meruba. Hadahainu Shea Besuch HaNega Shear Gris Meruba L'Oyrech U'Lorech Hava Akronis. Maka Magris Kishir Teisha Adosha. What is the shear? It's Teisha Adosha is 10 lentils. Mekam Adosha Kishir Arba Se'orois Imho Revach Beinayim. Oh, he's adding Be'orho Adam. He's adding over here something that I did not say in the Mishnah. He is coming, he's very bold. He has gone where no man has gone before. He's coming over here to the middle of the Mishnah over here. That when it says Olish Teisaris, it means with the amount of space in between. Nadosha is 4 hears, including the space between the hears. Be'or Adam, what's natural. Nimsa Shi'ur Hagris Lepachos Kishir 36 Iris. 36 hears, including the ear space, including the blank space in between. Each hair in its natural setting. I guess on a person's head who has a full head of hair, I guess you go look at the space in between the hairs. Does it mean here on the skin? Does it mean here I'm assuming that here on the person's arm is more spaced. When it says over here the hair of 4 hairs and the space between them, does that mean what? Where does it apply? There are different parts of a person's body. There is the legs. There are the arms. There is the. I'm sure there are studies.
No, I mean, there are places of the body that do not have hairs, and the places of the body. So that fetchman, we're not counting.
But even the parts of the body that do have hair, it's not the same distribution. The amount, the distribution of hair in the person's head is luchar, not the same distribution of hair in the person's arms.
Right.
So what does it mean over here? I don't know.
Hairs are close, just spaced together. Luchar, I would say. I would say that it's a blanket rule.
What is a blanket rule? It's not the same everywhere. Everywhere it's different.
Yeah, but the thing is that you have to add in the space. You have to add in the space anyway.
But where, how much space do you add? Every we want to know the size of a lentil. You go to a store and they have lentils. So you want to know, is this a real lentil? Is this a fake lentil? So you say, well, a lentil is the size of four hairs. Okay, and the space in between the hairs. So let's go. How much space is there between the hairs? So it depends what part of the body you measure. If you measure a person's head, there's probably going to be less space in between the ears. If you measure a person's arm, I would imagine there's more space. If you measure a person's legs, I don't know. I would imagine each part of the body, if you take an overall, an average, we bring a specimen into this room and we say, okay, let's measure the space on your ear. Let's measure the space on your sideburns. Measure the space between the ears on your chest and on your arm. I'm willing to assume that every single person, there would be difference. It would not, and we would find a pattern. We do a scientific experiment. We have to trust and believe in the science. We have to believe in the science. This is not just make-believe. This is not just government policy. This is science. And I'm sure we would find the pattern that by human beings, in the human beings, that there's a difference of space between hairs on different parts of the body.
You know what? I think maybe when we get to Karachas and Gabachas, we'll see what they say.
Okay, good. So let's chaz the Mishnah over here. Chaz the Ersh the Mishnah Perek Vav. Gufa shel Beheres. The Gufa of Beheres is Gris HaKilki Miruba. Each word over here is very precious. The Gris, and in the city called Kilki, and it has to be square. Nikoy Magris is Teisha Adoshois, nine lentils. Nikoy Madasha is Arba Seorois. Okay, let's now take a look over here. Is next mission, Mishnah Beis. Baheres Gris Ubo Michli Kadosh. What's the Baheres Gris? Sorry?
You skipped the last line. Nimzu Shloshim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nimzu Shloshim Vishesh Saras, 36 Saras. Okay, 36 Saras also not to be not according to their 36 Chavi Kresos. Number 36 is a very important number. Jews have to add this to my calculator, my thing over here. Number 36, and there's a 36 Saras in a Beheres. Let's see if what other numbers are the number. What? Number 36 is a very important number. What?
Yeah, Taka, what else is 36?
36, Achan. 36 was Achan, because of Achan. 36 people died.
36 people died, right.
Can I get a Snil Ben Kenaz?
Right, and they call it Nafsu Rov Yisrael or something.
A Snil Ben Kenaz. Okay, what else we got? 36. We got over here 36. Let's see, 36. Lamed Vav Mekoymos Asira Torah Al Ahavas Ger. 36 times in the Torah tell you to love the Ger, the convert. 36 years, Yaakov did not see his father and mother. He was away from Pop and Mom, Mom and Pop, for 36 years. Okay, 22, Yaakov, he ran away because of Esav. Okay, Asnil ben Kenaz was shocked. It's Ruba Shalgei, it's Shal Sanhedrin. The number 36 is the number you need to pass in the Halach, in the Sanhedrin. There are 70 judges. You go Basar Raif, 36. Asnil ben Kenaz, he was shocked, he was Shalhedrin. There are 36 tzaddikim. 36 tzaddikim in every generation, and the mistaklim be'as plakmaria hami'ira. That's Siach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Eicha, Eicha's begmatria 36. Why? Because they were only on the 36 chayve kresos. Okay, so the number 36 is very important over here. We're learning over now. You have to hear this later on. Later on, I have to remember to add this to my thing over here. There are 36 sairos in a gris. Vayitim next Mishnah Beheres kegris ubo michya keadosha. We have here a Beheres, and the Beheres is a gris, and in it is a michya, the size of an adosha. So that's no good. Because we learned before, you have to have a gris of Beheres. We learned this a while ago. You have to have a Beheres, and the Beheres has to have nine adoshim besides the Michya. So Bob Mechia Kadosh, Rav Sam Harris Temeya, Nismata Tahira. Rav Sam Mechia Temeya, Nismata Tahira. Now I have no idea what's going on. Let's see over here before. Let's see over here in the Raf. The Ram Mishnah base. Rav Sam Harris Mibuchutz, on the outside Temeya Mishum Pisyon. Nismata Tahira, the Lech Gigris. Rav Sam Mechia, we can't Sahab Harris. The Mechia got bigger. The konsa habaheres, and which means the baheres got smaller. Tahira, the ein hamichya mivutzeres. The michya is no longer mivutzeres. The beinah baheres kadosha mikol. Rav saha michya. The konsa habaheres. I don't understand what that means over here. What do you mean the konsa habaheres? The ein hamichya mivutzeres. The beinah baheres kadosha. You need a beheres kadosh and they call tzad sabav l'michya. He's saying a whole new chiddush. I don't understand. Think of, you need the ein hamichya mevutzeres, the beinan beheres, or beheres kadosha, and you call tzad sabav l'michya. I don't understand. We're making some mistake. We understand the mefarshim.
It's not going to be mevutzer anymore. It's not going to be. I don't know, how do we touch it? Centered or
you have to be surrounded. You have to be surrounded by a beheres. But he's saying a whole new din is that you need on the perimeter of the michya a full adosh on any and every single angle that you go. So if you have over here, let's even though we live with it has to be a square, let's just make it very simple for the moment. Let's say it's a circle, just for the moment. Let's say it's a circle. If it's a circle, so in the center is a lentil. And you have to have at least another lentil of Baharis on top, on the bottom, and on right and left. So you have to have, so therefore that makes it into total of how many lentils? It makes it into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It makes it into, I get, you have to have on each side, you have to have an adosha of Baharis. So if you have it exactly 9, it seems like he's saying over here, if it's exactly 9, the whole thing in total is exactly 9, and in the center is a michya, that means if the michya gets a drop bigger, now then you're no longer going to have surrounding it on every single angle, you're not going to have an adosha, a lentil. You need a total of 9. So if you'll let's see how he explains it. Likim Farsh Magdama. Mishnah base
to Vav. Push out the Baharis towards the periphery, so it's not going to be surrounded.
Say it again.
It pushed it out. I think that it pushed out. It pushed out the Baharis towards the periphery.
Well, it diminished its size. It's eating up. Right. If you have to descend the Baharis, so it's taking away. It's right. Taking away from the Baharis.
Right. The Michya got larger, so whatever was on one side of the Michya is now reaches the border, so there's no more Baharis at that area of the Mishnah.
Correct. Let's see what it says over here in the Ikar Mefarshim. Hakdama. Mishnayos beis uvavdonos bebaharis shebesoicha michya or baharis. That inside is a michya. Via baharis oya michya ravsa oy nismata. Ravsa ha michya temeya. Harav hetik. Oh. So you see over here, machlokes negirsa. Okay? It says here, Ravsa ha michya temeya. Our Mishnah says, Ravsa ha baheres temeya. Harav hetik, Harav quotes, Tahira. Vecheni girsas harambam. Vechasav harash, sheyesh lahamid, girsas temeya. The ikka girsas temeya, where we have now a Mishnah, kagoin de baheres kagris. Beloy michya. Oh. We're starting out now where the Baharis is kigris beloy michya. The afilu rabba ha michya. Ad shnei adoshim. Akati mivutzeres hi adkan. The chasa maharam. Ulefi zayesh lefarish reishav nismata tahira. When it says now that if it's not tahira, the nismata mikashir baharis. Michyasa. She'ein bo kigris, she'nismata migushir baheres umichiyasa, she'ein bo kigris bein akol. Okay, so he's saying over here, Nachman, we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, the Mishnah says, Habaheres is kagnis. Now, what does that mean? So he seems to be saying over here, the Baharis is kagnis, ubomichya, koadosha, rav saha Baharis, temeya. Our gear is temeya because you still. Why is it temeya? The Rav
because
says it's Tahira.
Because the Baharis alone is Mishum Pisyon, he said.
Well, let's read the Kemafarshim again. I'm all confused. This is really confusing over here. Hagdama. Second, Rav Saba Harris Amichya Tameya. Haraf, Hetik Tahira. V'cheini Girsa Sarambam. V'chas of Rashash.
That's the second one. That's not the first one. The first one is Rav Saba Harris is Tameya. That's.
That's so that no one argues on. Okay, so let's go back now. Let's explain that part. Kadosh, Rav Sabaharis Temeya. Raf, Rav Sabaharis Mibuchutz. Temeya. So why wasn't it Temeya until now? Baharis is Kigris, Ubab Micha Kadosh. So right now it sounds like right now it's Tahar. Why is it Tahar right now? Because you don't have L'chayra, the reason why it's Tahar right now is because you don't have a Shir Baharis Kigris. L'chayra, the reason why it's Torah right now is you have a Baharis Kegris, you have a Baharis, the size of a Gris, Uba Michya,
right, and the Michya is within that size.
So the Michya is taking away from the Baharis. Uba Michya Kadosh. Now, Rav is Soha Baharis, now the Baharis gets bigger, so now you have a sheer Gris. You have a sheer gris of a Harris.
A complete gris.
A complete gris. The male of Tanea. Because now you have a full sheer gris. A full sheer gris of a Harris. Rav Saba Harris, Mibuchutz, Tanea, Mishum Pisyoin. Because it's spread. Wait a minute, what do you mean Pisyoin? Why Pisyoin? See, something doesn't make sense over here. What do you mean Pisyoin? It's Tamei because you have now a gris and you have a michya. Who cares about pisyon? You started off with less than a gris. And if you're telling me you only, I mean, why manavshach? If you don't need to have a gris, an independent gris of baharis, if you don't need it, so should we talk about it right away? Because you have a Baharis and you have a Michya. A Michya is a Simon Muvok. What does it say in the Dalit? Harash. The Nafkamina im Holcha Michya. The Nafkamina is the Michya went away. Vzelosh Maharam. Vuadin Beloipis. Ah, I was Machavin. Vuadin Beloipis. You don't need over here that Pisyoin. Who needs the Pisyoin? Vuadin Beloipis. Tome Misha Michya. Therefore, he's just leading up to the next part of the Mishnah. Foreshadowing. Is it really? I don't sense. You start over here, Yahweh, Abaharis, Gris, Uba Mechia, and inside the Gris is a Mechia. Kwadosha. So, right now, before we go weiter, before we move ahead, we have over here the size of a Gris, we have a Baharis. Baharis and inside is the Michya. So what is the grand total of Baharis and Michya? 9? Is that enough? I always thought you have to have 9 of the Baharis besides the Michya. And here it's saying, you do not hear it says all you need to have is. Here all it says is you have to have a Baharis. That's 8, it seems like. And inside the Michya is 1. It's 8 plus 1. So why isn't it Temeya immediately the way it is? Seems like it's not. How are you going to make it Temeya? Only because now the Baharis goes from 8 to 9. So now it's 9 plus the Michya inside. So then it should be Tame in its own right. You don't need to have Pisyon. It's Tame in its own right. And also, this is not called Pisyon because until now, you had Pachas Mekashir. You can't call it Pisyon unless you start out with the Shear.
Yeah.
Let's look at the chart. Habaheres is Tameya. Baheres igris, ima michya. So he's saying in the chart clear as day, you don't need to have this is a contradiction to what we learned before. We learned the Mishnah two parakim ago. The only way the Mishnah made sense was when we understood that you need to have a Baheres that's nine in it by itself. Correct?
Yeah.
And here it's saying you don't. Here in the chart it says, Baheres is kegris, ima michya, we have a Baheres, that's the size of a gris with the michya, uba michya kadasha. So what's halacha rafsa? If it gets bigger, then it's going to be tamei wire sheim pshim talim ha michya. If you take away the michya, hanega yishav muchlot misham apisyoin. Wait a minute. Why isn't it tamei immediately? If you have a baharis that's a gris with the michya, that itself should be mitamei immediately. You don't need it to go to spread. Tamei sheim tesalim. So it seems like he's trying to say, you're right, you are tamei immediately. And I think what he's explaining in the chart is, you're right. If you have now a michya, you have a nine, and you have the michya inside, and it's a grand total of nine, it's muchlat. Now, you want to leave the muchlat center. So you got lucky. How did you get lucky? The michya disappeared. Oh, the michya disappeared. So that should allow me to leave, does it? Does it allow you to leave? I don't think so. It doesn't let you leave. But in this case, the guy will certainly not leave, because in this case, it's not just that the michya went away, there was pisyain. So there's another reason to put the person in. But that's
was it really pisyain, or is it because the michya went away that male of the size increased of the baharis?
No, so that's what the Rav says. The Rav says Vivachutz. It's exactly what the Rav comes to Bavarn. The Rav says Vivachutz. Rav says Vivachutz.
Right. So there is Pisyon and the
Michya. You're asking a Shail. You're asking is if the Michya goes away, in other words, the Baharis overtakes the Michya in the center, is that called Pisyon?
Right. All right, so that's what the Rav is coming to say, that it was done from the periphery rather than from the center.
Okay, then what does it say to Tahir? Let's say Nismata Tahir Rabbanesh Lo Noisaba Imam Michya Kishir Gris. Then next part of the business, let's say the Michya expands Tahira. Why? Lefisha Becheris Imam Michya Ein Eloki Gris. Umishirabsa Hamichya Shuv Eina Mivut Seres Anayadin. A bit of mevut seres, without going through all the calculus, all the calculations, the mitzias is, if you have in the center of something that's nine, if you have the ganze zach is nine, and inside is one. Once it gets a little bit more than one, you're no longer going to have, on the periphery of the one, you're not going to have one. Okay, so it's three across. You need to have one adasha on the periphery of the center. Right. You need to have a thick perimeter, a perimeter of one adasha. So what is the diameter? Make believe now for sake of some. I know we learned before it has to be a square. Okay, let's put that aside for a moment. Let's make believe it's a circle. The circle. What's the diameter? Three. The circle. The diameter of the circle is three. Adasha, adasha, adasha. The middle adasha is the michya, and the adasha on the periphery is the baharis. It's one, two, three. How does three can help? You need to have nine. Yeah, you have nine because it's top to bottom and right to left. It's one, two, three. That's already three. Then it's four, and it's five. And then 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then everything in between that. 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess that's where the square comes in, right? You have over here, how do you do this? You can see you have in the center, then you have over here on the side, and the side. That's three. Then on top, is 4. Below is 5. And then you have all the corners. 6, 7, 8, 9. So if you allow the center adasha to enlarge, then you're cutting into the one on top, on the bottom, on the left, the right, and the corners. The largest mech, if you need there to be a total surface area of 9 lentils, and you take away, and you can have in the center one. Having in the center one is the most you can have without getting into trouble. Having in the center one lentil is the largest area of lentils you can have without taking away from the perimeter a whole lentil. Once the center lentil expands, then the perimeter no longer has a full lentil. And that is a violation of the laws of Nigoim. In the laws of Nigoim, you have to at least have a perimeter of a lentil. Esav, Haliteni na min ha'adoim ha'adoim hazeh, ki oyef anoichi. You have to give Esav, you have to give to the Sitra Achra, a ganze lentil, a ganze adosha. Nish, don't forget to give him the whole lentil. A lentil lamala, lamata, mizrach, ma'arif, in the four corners. Esav is your brother. Halo yachichohu. Lo yitisa'ev adoimi. Ki yachichohu. Give him his lentils. You hear the word? That's what it seems to be saying. That's why the hamichit, it's nismata. Let's say it's nismata tohira. Oh, now here's a bigger chiddush. Now, let's say nismata. Let's say in the center the michya diminishes in size. Tohira lefish shemichya pachus mikadasha ain't a symptom. If it diminishes, then it's oicha no good. Okay, if it diminishes, it's no good. Because you have to have in the center, at least the michya. Now let's see the Rav. The Rav here says, Rav Sabaheres, Mibuchutz Temeya, Mishon Pisyon, Mismata Tahira, the Lek Ake Gris. You don't have a Gris? Rav Sab Michya, the Rav said the michya gets big. It gets bigger. What does it mean it gets bigger? The Konsa Habaheres, Tahira. It enters. Okay, that's the Mishnah. We did the chart. We did the Rav. Nachoschaz the Mishnah. So it's pretty clear in this Mishnah that when we talk about a Baheres, you don't have to have 10. You only need to have 9, and you can include in the 9 the Michya.
Right.
That's what it's 8, really, 8 plus. Shmoyne miyodea, Baheres. Oh, what do you mean? How can you say that? Baheres. You get it wrong on Jeopardy if you say 8. How many grisim in the, I don't know how they have to ask this as a question. How many gris, how many adoshois, lentils? Lentil.
Why lentil. Is it not adoshim?
Adoshim. What?
Why not? The Mishnah says adoshos. Why is it not adoshim?
It says adoshos in the Mishnah?
No. Yeah, the Mishnah
says Adashos. Teish Adashos. Where? Baharis Kigrit, Bob Nikya, Kadosha. Ravs of Baharis today, and it's Matatar, Ravs of Nikya.
No, I'm saying, look at Mishnah
Aleph.
Mishnah Aleph says Teish Adashos.
Ah.
How do you say the plural?
So I guess it's a feminine word. Adashos, Adashos, the hay at the end. I guess an Adosha is a feminine word. Adashos, Shabos. Shabosois? Shabosois is in the cave, right? Shabosois. So it's that's one of the big Amoratic things. Yeah, it's Shabosim. That's Amorat. You know it's not. It's not. It's Yiddish. You have to say Shabosim. That's Yiddish. And right. You go look in the Yiddish newspaper. The algemein, how do you say in Yiddish multiple Sabbaths? I think it's Shabbosim. Shabbosim. So it's not wrong. It's just Yiddish. Hebrew, it's Shabbosois. It's like Shabbos. Is Shabbos wrong? No. Shabbos is Yiddish. Shabbos is the way you say in Yiddish Sabbath. In English, it's Sabbath. In Yiddish, it's Shabbos. Mila'el, not Mila'ra. Shabbos. In Hebrew, it's Shabbos. In English, it's Shabbos. It's not a mistake. You see, it's not nice when people go and they say, oh, it's such an Amar. It's, they don't know. People go call up Amar. They don't think themselves either. They don't know Diktuk. They just, so someone told them that it's wrong, so they say, oh, he's an Amar. Listen, when you'll be a Bucky in Diktuk, then you can go say what you want. If you say Shabbos, it means you're saying it in Yiddish, which is fine. And if you want to go say it in Hebrew, it's Shabbos. If you want to say Shabbos Sois, all of a sudden you became a big expert in Hebrew. You're a big Hebrew. If you say Shabbosim, I went away for three Shabbosim, you're talking Yiddish. So that's how, I believe that's the correct way to say in plural in Yiddish, to say Sabbath. Am I making a mistake?
No, I mean, it sounds right. And this week, you mean Melamed Chutz on Klal Yisrael.
The Luchos Rishonos. It's not the Luchos Rishonim. It's the Luchos Rishonos. The Luchos Rishonos. But it's not a kash. It's not incorrect to say Shabbat. You see, some of the Rabbanim, they say Shabbat Sois. It means all it means is someone told him that I'm a Aretz, an embarrassment, you're making a mistake. And the truth is, they're not making a mistake. Right? Shalom Bayis. We're early, we're really big into this. It's not Shalom Bayis, it's Shalom Bayis. You know, with all due respect, he's wrong. I mean, wait, who am I to say? He's the world-renowned expert. Where does that expression come from? It comes from V'hoya, V'yodata, V'yodata, ki shalom oholecha. You shall see to it that there is peace, V'yodata, ki shalom oholecha. There's a fundamental difference between shalom bayis and shalom bayis. If it's shalom bayis, it is an adjective. The bias is peaceful. This is a peaceful bias. The bias has a white eye. It's a peaceful mocker. That's not what it means. Peace does not happen by itself. Peace demands effort. Yigia, amelos. When you say shalom bias, it means you, the person, see to it that the house is peaceful. It doesn't happen by itself. Saying shalom bias means it happens by itself. That's not true. The world is chaotic. If you want there to be peace, you have to be actively aggressive in making sure peace reigns supreme. Shalom bayis is short for saying viodata. You shall see to it ki shalom oyholecha, that there is peace in your home. Did you buy your wife a present for Shabbos? Did you buy her flowers? Did you compliment her? Did you do everything that you are supposed to do? V'yodata ki shalom oyholecha. That's work. That's yigia. Shalom bayis is, oh, the house is so peaceful. It's ridiculous. So who's right, who's wrong? So you say, I don't know what it's all worked up about. It's devar poshut, that it's shalom bayis, based on the pasuk v'yodata ki shalom oyholecha. It's not wrong to say shalom bayis. I don't know where... Oh, it's not shalom, it's shalom bayis. What are you talking about? And also, even if you don't want to talk like this, it's an expression. Hashem's name is shalom. Shalom is Hashem, shalom is Hashem's name. And you want the Shechina to be resting in the bayis. Shalom bayis, it's an expression. You combine together the Shechina, ish v'isha, Shechina b'neihem. Shalom is shalom b'neihem. Shechina b'neihem. So when you say ish v'isha, Shalom b'neihem, Shechina b'neihem. It's a play on that, Chazal.
Could be.
Shalom, yeah. Hashem. So it's an expression. And the proof is, like I say, I always tell people, the White House today issued statements. The White House talks? I never knew the White House knows how to talk. The White House issued a statement? What does that mean? The White House has a mouth? If in English there's something called an expression, why does the holy language have to be lowered to a madrega of garbage that it can't have any rich expressions and everything has to make perfectly logical sense in your mind? It's ridiculous. If in the English language there are expressions, the White House issued a statement, there are hundreds of these type of things in our language, so in Lashon HaKodesh it's infinitely more so. It's Shalom Bayis. Shalom is Hashem's name. Bayis is your home. It's an expression. May there be Hashem, may His divine presence rest in your house. Am I saying correct? I don't like this type of talk where people go and they look to get everyone.
It could be that they're Nevi'im, but they're not.
Diktuk. Diktuk. I'm sorry, this thing of Shalom Bayis, I'm sorry. It appears to be an age-old expression. I can't believe that it's wrong. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't think it's wrong. I'm sorry, I really don't think it's wrong. I think it's an expression. I think I already give you two examples. It's not Shalom Bayis. It's not. You're taking away richness of the language. Let's chaz the Mishnah again. Nachmal the Mishnah again. Nachmal. Beharis a grace uba michya kadosha. So he's saying a chiddush. All you need to have is a total of 9. Rav Salaharis Temeya, which basically means it's still Temeya. If the Beharis gets bigger on the outside, it's Temeya, even if the gris, the michya goes away. Even if the michya goes away, there's another concern here that it's pisyon. There's a din of pisyon. I don't know, that's a tzorchi in that part. Nismata.
So it's mayor to begin with, and it remains mayor.
Right, and now there's a new din in the Torah. There's a din pisyon as well. Let's say nismata. Let's say the beharis is nismata, so you don't have to share anymore. Tahira. Let's say Rav Sa Michya, let's say the Michya gets bigger. Rav Sa HaMichya, if the Michya gets bigger, Temeya? But that was the whole Shaila. Rav Sa HaMichya, Temeya, it should say Tahira. The Girsa is Tahira, not Tos Hadafus. It should say according to the Rav, what?
Had the
fun. I made you into me now. So if it's a guy, you know, if you say that and the wrong people don't know your sense of humor, they're gonna start saying this guy doesn't know anything. You gotta be careful. I'm making you into in whatever. Rav San Michya Sohe Tahira, because you don't have Mivut Sedes. You don't have Mivut Sedes. There's a din, don't you know? There's a din in the nega, the michya, and mivutzeres. Let's go into the bakery on Avenue M and ask them. Tell me a halacha. Benogea, the michya, mivutzeres.
You have to go and yuricho 7 times because it's mivutzeres and mivutzeres.
They'll tell you, of course, it's negoyim pedigvav mishne beis. Narish a person, don't you know that? If you live in a Dardea, you'll say, Rabbi, walk into a room and say, Rabbi, I knew Zog. A Michya Mivutzeres. Where? They'll say, Megoyim, Perik Beis. According to the Sheet of Rav, Rav is Goyres Tehoira, because it's not Mivutzeres. You don't have a gris on all sides. Calculus. Go back to college, the Brooklyn College. Go back to Calc 2 and understand this. You see, this is where it comes in. You go have a shiur, and you go in Brooklyn College, Calc 2. The opening day of the shiur, opening day of Calc 2 in Brooklyn College is the Mishnah Negoyim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, to teach you the sugya of Mivutzeres.
They should have a college course devoted just to algebra and calculus within the Gemara, and Sukkah.
Yeah, you still something. I have an idea, and I have a friend. I really want, if I had time, I would really, really do this. I'm not joking. I have a friend, Chaim Berlin. He's a Bucky Muflug in Diktuk. He's a Bucky Muflug in Diktuk. He did the whole Siddur, the Mitzudos. I think they sold it, though. They don't know. The Mitzudos interlinear. And I thought, I want to write with you a Sefer to learn Diktuk through the Siddur. The problem learning Diktuk is it's so boring. It's just so boring. You go out of your mind. But you write a Sefer. We're going to learn Diktuk via the Siddur. Have a Siddur. Modeh ani lefanech. First thing. Okay, first law. Modeh. Why is it Modeh? First lesson. Why Modeh? What about a Modeh is Zohar, male? So do you teach the law? Every time a Segol is male, masculine, Modeh is feminine. Give a few examples. Explain that rule. Ebazeh, so why do you say Modeh ani lefonech and not Modeh? What about an Isha? Einochinami. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zechet Tzag Levorcha, said that Noshim should say Modeh ani lefonech. And then there's a whole list of G'dayla Yisrael that says, no, they should not say Modeh, they should say Modeh, because the Siddur is written by Lashon Zohar, and even Noshim, when they read the Siddur, they should read the Lashon that's for men.